Grey Wen nipped at her fingers, playful, and trotted back to his place by the fire. Sir Helman Tallheart was the first to follow the dire wolf across the room to pay his respects, kneeling before her and pressing his brow to her hand. "Lady Catelyn," he said, "you are fair as ever, a welcome sight in troubled times." The Glovers followed, Galbert and Robert, and Great John Umber, and the rest one by one. Theon Greyjoy was the last. "I had not looked to see you here, my lady," he said as he knelt. "I had not thought to be here," Catelyn said, "until I came ashore at White Harbour, and Lord Wyman told me that Rob had called the Banners. You know his son, Sir Wendell?" Wendell Manderly stepped forward and bowed as low as his girth would allow. "And my uncle, Sir Brynden Tully, who has left my sister's service for mine." "The Blackfish," Robert said. "Thank you for joining us, sir. We need men of your courage. And you, Sir Wendell. I'm glad to have you here. Is Sir Roderick with you as well, mother? I've missed him." "Sir Roderick is on his way north from White Harbour. I have named him Castellan, and command him to hold Winterfell until our return. Maester Lewin is a wise counsellor, but unskilled in the arts of war.